Yo, this is the Devil's Advocate podcast with my nigga Benny Doc.
Why would we think that we should take a podcast?
It's a bonus of middle class life.
Find us online at wearethedevilsadvocates.com. I guess
you're getting the real shit right here, and I do need shit.
And for even more of the ignorant acts, go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/wearethedevilsadvocates.
This is Aurora Snow, and you're listening to The Devil's Advocate.
This kid deserves just about zero credit for anything.
He doesn't want to pull forward this shit.
He was fucking my mouth, and it hit my dang reflex.
Now, fuck you.
Federal paper explaining the
fact. Oh, okay.
Are you asking me to question your nation right now?
You know what one of the stupidest ideas we've ever had is?
Starting this thing?
In a way, yes. At some point along the way, it became our normal to record on Friday nights. Why the fuck did we start doing that? It's like at the most exhaustive point of a week when you are drained of every last ounce of energy from working. garbage. It's the worst possible moment of the week when you have zero energy left from all of the shit that goes on all week. This is when we choose to try and do an energetic, funny podcast.
Because we like to suffer.
Why are we so stupid?
Natural selection.
Ooh. Well, I don't really understand that, but okay. Well, we're going to try and be energetic and funny anyway.
Why start now?
Because people deserve something for their efforts, sir.
These fuckers that listen to us don't deserve anything.
Well, they already know that. They've been listening. We should give them entertainment for once. We should do that.
Give them someone else's show?
Well, we've done that. We've suggested other shows.
Thankfully, we stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is a cunt.
Well, we're cunts.
Yes. But others are cuntier.
But we're better cunts.
Smellier, deeper, warmer cunts.
You know who else is a cunt, by the way?
Who?
A doctor by the name of Ben Carson is a cunt. Because he is a brain surgeon. He is, I believe, as the children say, African-American.
That must make him smart. Well, double smart for being African-American.
I don't know, but he is an African-American, and he is a Republican. And apparently he's like a Republican who's maybe running for president.
We've got a black brain surgeon Republican.
I'm not even sure what joke to make there. Like, it's almost already made. I don't even think they're... Like, adding anything to that doesn't really help. Like, I say he's a black Republican brain surgeon. And nope. The joke's already been done.
I'm scared because I think he might just be elected automatically at this point.
How could you not be? Well, I'm going to tell you how.
I know. Possible.
By what he said. Well, he was saying how he believes that homosexuality is definitely a choice and not something that you're born with, and that you choose to be gay. Now, I myself, unfortunately, am not gay. So, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Make the joke.
It's a little too obvious.
All right. Good. so I myself am not a homosexual. But... I do know that when I became enthralled with vagina, I was a very young boy. And there was never, like, a question about it. I just knew, like, when I was, I don't know, like, 7?
Come on, you weren't looking at your first porn, watching the dick in the vagina, and sitting there going,
I didn't have my first porn until I was, like, 14.
You sheltered bastard.
Yeah, I was very sheltered.
No wonder you didn't have a choice.
You can tell by the ridiculous life I live now how sheltered I was.
You sick bastard. That's why you are straight. You were never given the option at a young age.
What are you talking about? Of course I was given the option.
You haven't seen porn.
Well, I've seen penises.
Your own and your uncle's doesn't count.
Why not?
Because you need to see more.
Why?
Dude, that's what choice is about. More peni.
We're getting off. I'm really sure I don't have to fart.
Let it go.
Be free. Okay.
One of these days he's going to shit himself.
Right. Be
yeah. Magical.
Okay. Yeah, the homosexual thing, I just, here's how I relate it. I knew at a very young age that somehow, in some way, shape, or form, I wanted to be in between girls' legs. Okay. I wasn't sure how, like, I didn't know if, like, my face went there, or my dick, or my hands, or my feet. Funny enough, the answer is all of the above. But yeah. At the time, I wasn't really sure what or how. I just knew that I wanted to be in between their legs. I wanted to... I remember there was this one girl, and I'm not going to use her name. Even back in, like, I don't know, like, I'm going to guess, like, fifth grade, something like that, I fantasized about her so much, and my fantasy was just that I wanted to stick my head up her skirt. I just wanted to put my head up there, like, as if inside her skirt was another world, and I was a mole popping my head up into a new world that I'd never seen before.
He just wanted ideas on what kind of panties he should be wearing.
And I just so badly wanted to do that, and I never did.
Why didn't you?
I didn't have the courage.
What about now? If you go and find this girl right now, would you be willing to stick your head up her skirt?
No, because she's not 13 anymore.
Hmm. What if we found a 13-year-old that looked like her?
Well, now we're talking.
All right.
But if I knew so surely, without any sort of, like, I don't know, outside interference, that I wanted to be near vagina, wouldn't it stand to reason that people who are gay just know early on that they want to be around whatever they want?
No.
All right, fine. Well, how about this one? Wouldn't it stand to reason that if you're not gay, you shouldn't really be able to have much of an opinion on what makes someone gay because you're not it, so how do you even fucking know? Like, a gay person knows, like, whether it's a choice or not, but if you're not gay, how can you know?
God.
But God's not real.
How do you know?
Oh, I know. I had a little chat with a little gentleman by the name of Jesus Christ, and I got him really liquored up one day, and he let me in on some secrets. He made up the whole fucking story. Yeah, there's no God. So when someone like this Dr. Ben Carson gentleman comes out and says, I know that it's a choice. I am sure of it. And he is not, or claims to not, be a homosexual. Where does that confidence come from? Now, he's a brain surgeon. So there must be, like, some research that was done, or something really powerful to make him think that.
Hmm.
Would you like to know what that powerful thought is?
Yes.
Good. His reasoning is because people go to prison and have sex. So gay is a choice. Now, I'm guessing he hasn't been to prison. Because when you go to prison, you don't go in there and suddenly want to have sex with other men. There's a small number of men who are completely fucking out of their minds, and they rape you, and you have no choice in the matter.
Wait, none of us have been in prison.
Yeah.
How do we know? Like, what if, like, you go in the first day and you're like, well, I want to fuck someone.
Uh-huh.
What if that happens?
Well, it doesn't happen to the people that I've known who went to prison.
Well, how many people have you known?
A handful. A handful, sir. A handful. More than you know.
Not true.
That might not be true. Actually, I think that's
well, what's your experience then?
Some of them were a little bit on the other side before they went in, so?
They were a little, what does that mean?
Gay.
They were gay before they went in.
A little bit gay, yeah.
So you're reinforcing what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying that they made the choice to continue being gay in prison.
All right. So it would stand to reason that that this gentleman is wrong with his gay commentary and his gay thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and his gay anal sex. Now it appears I have not even heard this yet. This is brand new. It appears Joe Biden has something to say on the subject.
Let us listen to what our great future president has to say about this.
You think he's gonna run?
Oh, he better.
He's gonna have to.
Why are you gonna have to?
Because it's like what vice president needs to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna run.
I don't think he'll run.
I think he'll walk. Right up to that podium.
Regardless of who wins. Just walk out there. No, I got this. No, I'm good.
Just pushes Hillary out of the way by the tits.
Does she still have those?
Hardened, rock-like pustules.
I don't know. Wouldn't they be like softer and droopier? She's old now.
No, but she's like all hardened and like crusty-like.
What are you saying? How do you know any of this?
You haven't felt her.
No, you haven't.
Says you.
Says me and reality. Because if you did, you'd be wanted for rape.
I didn't rape.
For raping the Secretary of State.
No. No, it was consensual. She wanted it.
Let's listen to Joe Biden.
Okay.
He's more sane than you.
No, it's not true.
Put it in this context. 8, 10 years ago, even 2 years ago, homophobic statements would have been, if not embraced, not viewed as having generated any political liability.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so saying...
But 10 years ago, it would have been A-okay to just be like, fine, you're
like,
suck.
Yeah, so if you're like, aha, Matthew Shepard, fag.
Yeah.
That would have been okay.
Faggot done killed himself.
Because I think it was decidedly not okay at the time.
Well, it wasn't okay to make fun of people that just killed themselves, but to make like a derogatory comment when you're in like a closed circle of other
people. Himself, he was murdered.
You know, fags.
Memory is horrid. Maybe you are gay because of your poor memory.
I was thinking of the one that killed himself in the dorm room because everyone found out that he was gay.
That was much more recent.
I know.
Matthew Shepard was in the mid-90s or whatever. They fucking, like, tied him to a fence and beat him to death.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Even for a fag.
I mean, hey, he made his choice.
What, wait, what? You are being devil's advocate, sir. I don't care for that. I don't like devil's advocate. So, all right, I'm with Joe Biden so far. All right, I think he's right, kind of.
Look what's happening even in, quote, the other party today.
Stop. All right, stop. Stop playing with things over there.
You leave toys in front of him for 5 fucking seconds.
Not a toy. Not a tumor. I like the way Joe speaks. It's very soothing.
Slightly breathy.
It's like lulling me to sleep.
It's like grandfather telling you a tale.
Yeah, like one of his wacky tales is like not true because of like senility, but still fun.
Yeah, there's almost like an adventure to it.
Well, let's go on this adventure together.
Seriously, don't misread the political trends in history here. Now, every ridiculous assertion. From Dr. Carson on. I mean, geez, God.
Alright, you know what? You can all go fuck yourselves, because I say this to you here and now. I relish the idea of Joe Biden as president.
Yes, Josh is telling you that.
No, it's my idea. I came up with it.
You motherfucker!
I thought of it all myself. Was that before I started running the mice?
Fuck you.
That's my idea. I thought it up, and you sat there and like, shut up, you don't know anything. I'm like, Joe Biden would be a great president.
That was your choice. Yeah, dang it right now, you son of a bitch.
Even if someone is a blithering idiot, which Joe Biden if someone's a blithering idiot like I am right now... thing may very well be. I don't know. I don't know why that's difficult. May very well be. I don't know. I had a moment. I don't know. It's, like I said, this is the stupidest time to fucking podcast. It's like a Friday night at the end of the day after every ounce of energy is drained from you.
It levels the playing field, you son of a bitch.
Fine. Well, I'm a blithering idiot. And Joe Biden may very well be a blithering idiot as well. But even a blithering idiot, I think, gets some points for speaking this honestly without giving a fuck about people. Like he's basically saying to this brain surgeon, presidential possible nominee, Jesus God, are you fucking retarded? Basically what he said. Let's see what else he says.
Oh, God. I mean, it's kind of hard to fathom, isn't it? But think about the universal ridicule.
I like when, those older, old-school, corporate-y guys, they start, sort of dropping off weird little syllables and letters for no reason. Like it's hard to fathom, isn't it?
No, what I like is when he's just talking like a normal human being, saying, oh, Jesus, oh, God. It's a nice change of pace from when you're listening to, one of the Republican leaders, and you hear them saying words like, oh, gosh. It's like listening to a fucking person talking to a bunch of toddlers.
Well, you can't say God if you're Republican because God doesn't
because
like that.
Because you can't talk like an adult. I know.
You can't take the Lord's name in vain, sir. You could only take it...
in the ass. Thank you.
Perhaps. That really is a very childish thing, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh darn it.
Golly gee.
Oh.
But just, come on, say what you want to say. We're all adults here.
H-E double hockey stick.
Oh my, oh. I love how people always did that too, so your kids couldn't know what you were doing. What, were all your kids retarded? I knew how to spell. Jesus.
I knew that hockey sticks looked like L's.
I mean, I would have if I knew about sports, certainly. For all I knew, hockey sticks were giant circles with tips in the middle. I don't know.
Oof.
That's a different sport altogether.
Sounds like a fun sport.
It's a sport that I'll never get to play.
Nope.
What's Joe up to?
That wouldn't have happened 2 years ago, 5 years ago. It matters. It matters. It shocks the conscience that at this moment in America, history, 29 states in America, people are denied basic dignity because of who they are or who they love.
I have a question.
That means only 21 states in the country that legalized gay marriage already?
That's my question. Well, my question leads to that. So, not too long ago, a couple months maybe, remember there was that whole thing where a bunch of states suddenly turned over as being legal for...
Yeah, because there was some type of...
For, fag marriage?
Yeah.
How did that happen exactly? Because a lot of those states are places where they don't want that shit.
There was some fucking federal law or something like that that ended up overturning that, the court cases or something.
How did
like
that happen?
I don't know.
Josh.
Retarded researcher to the rescue, I know.
Maybe, but this is the first time in history I've ever asked you a question and you know the answer and then you just said, I don't know.
I know.
What's the reason that you didn't just fucking make something up and sound like you know what you're talking about? See, Friday night, it's not good. It drains us from our abilities.
No, it's like this one... usually when I give you a bullshit answer, it's because I have some basic understanding of the answer, even if I'm, completely wrong about it.
That helps you think so, sure.
Well, you can say that, but it's true. I have some recollection of what the topic is about. Whether my idea about it is completely wrong or not is not the case. The case is that I usually know something of the topic. For some reason... Every bit of information regarding this, I knew that it happened,
yes,
but I didn't read any fucking articles about it at all. All I know is that it got overturned, but I don't even know what got overturned.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That shit happened and just got overturned for, a shitload of states one day. And how'd that happen? It's great. I'm glad it did. Anyone who's against gay marriage, as far as I'm concerned, is, I can't really think of a word that is, like, stupid enough. I don't know. What do you think Kim Kardashian's IQ is? Can we just call people Kim Kardashians? I don't know. If you're against gay marriage at this point, either you are not paying attention or you enjoy being angry and you just want to be, like, mad that the world is, like, changing. Like, you're married, everything's different, all the rules are changing, marriage is ruined. Marriage was ruined from the beginning when it was invented. Because no one really wants to fuck the same person for their entire life. I mean, that's just true. I mean, people want to be with the same person their entire life. I'm a fan of that. But, I mean, at some point, I don't know, 20, 30 years in, you're kind of like, you know, I wonder if other pussies look the same. Because I've only seen this one for, like, 30 years now. Like, they might have come up with new shit by now. I don't know. Like, last time I checked, they were all going bald. They were all doing the hairless thing. Maybe there's some new shit now where, like, they all sear off, like, the outer labia or some shit. Maybe there's some new trend. But you wouldn't know. No, you've only seen the same vagina for 30 years. What do you know? At some point, you just want to take a look and just see. Make sure you're not, like... You want to be up on the times, at least. Am I projecting here? Is this just me?
Yes.
Okay. did you find anything out over there?
Yeah, apparently just a bunch of federal courts just overruled a bunch of state decisions on, like, half of the states that were saying, no, fuck fags.
So, is it fair to say that even the veil of, like, a democracy is kind of not there anymore? And there's just, like, a few people somewhere who just decide shit?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it doesn't really make sense that one day they're just like, oh yeah, these 20 states, nah, fuck that. But wait, we don't want it. Yeah, but fuck you. I mean, look, I'm glad they did it, selfishly, but if the majority of people in a state don't want it, isn't that, like, their right to not have it?
It wasn't even the Supreme Court. It was federal and district court judges around the U.S. struck down one after another state ban on same-sex marriages as unconstitutional.
You know what's funny? I can recall all sorts of information about how the legal system works and how the different branches of government operate to keep each other in check and in balance, and the procedures and how a bill gets made, you know, all that shit. And what you just said sounded to me... What? Okay, I get, so some federal judges somewhere decided it and made it so.
Yeah, they basically said, oh, by the way, all you states are breaking the Constitution by not having... I think it's like the way that those states were banning gay marriage, because the way they were doing it was unconstitutional.
If you want to ban gay marriage, you got to do it the old-fashioned way.
With
high-end fags, offenses, and beating them to death.
Yes.
Well, I don't care for that. That's violent. It's very violent.
Although apparently now there are 35 states that recognize same-sex marriage.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. It's like most of them now.
I think Joe Biden might have been off by a few.
How dare you. Joe Biden is a master of information and knows what he's talking about always. Speaking of which, let's hear him wrap this up.
But this is not the trend.
Oh, that was it. All right.
All right. Well,
thank you very much. Well, you know what? It doesn't sound very legal to me, the way that they went about this, but fuck it. I don't care. You know what? I'm gonna say this. I'm just going to put this out there. I don't know if you guys will agree with me or not.
Okay.
If you're against gay marriage, you're stupider than we are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone here is going to disagree with you on this one.
I would imagine half the people listening to the show will, but...
Really? Are they that dumb?
I don't know. Well, so
are you thinking that though?
If they're listening to the show, they have to be kind of dumb.
Must be.
I mean, the only thing dumber than listening to the show is making it.
True.
Yeah, if you're against gay marriage, you're stupid. So I know what you're saying to yourself. You're saying, Ben, Dr. Ben Carson sounds like he's against gay marriage, and he says it's a choice. He's a brain surgeon. He can't be stupid. Wrong. There was a time when a brain surgeon meant that you could do things like give lobotomies. You know what a lobotomy is?
There's a little spike that goes in your brain and goes scramble.
You're like, oh, isn't that a thing where like, they remove a small part of your brain to like normalize you?
Nope.
They jam a spike in your head
through the eye.
Somewhere through your eye. Where? Wherever. And they mash it around and maybe it will make you better. Also, most of the time, it made you worse or dead. Those were brain surgeons.
But dead was sometimes preferable to what they started off with, which was
That's fine, but that's not the end result that we're going for. So I proclaim to you here and now that the three of us are smarter than a brain surgeon.
Yes,
definitely.
And we'll prove that by performing brain surgery on each other.
How hard could brain surgery really be? Let's think about this for a second. If you have to operate on a brain,
yes.
what are typical procedures that are done on brains? Removing, like, tumors?
Tumors, blood clots.
Poking around?
Well, for real. Like, if you're a brain surgeon, what do?
Open up a skull.
Yep. I can definitely do that.
Cut that, like, membrane that keeps the brain...
So now, when you perform surgery, there's an anesthesiologist, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they make you all comfortable.
But the best part is, since there's no pain receptors in the brain,
you
can be, like, awake during the process.
I know, but that's all I'm going to.
Okay.
So, there's an anesthesiologist.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, they're taking care of the, like, you know, pain and functions and whatever, making sure that you're not retarding them. So your job as the brain surgeon is to, like, remove a tumor or to...
Like, find out what's going wrong in there, see if there's any, like, abnormalities.
Right. Now, if you're a brain surgeon, I would imagine at some point in school, you learn what an abnormality looks like, so you know what to look for, right?
Possibly.
Okay. That's no different than any other job. I mean, someone who has to pick out, fucking Barbie dolls that were put together incorrectly learns what an anomaly looks like out of the normal Barbie doll and takes out the bad ones. Okay? So if you know what it looks like, then the skill we're talking about here simply means that you're good with an X-Acto knife.
Are we sure we're not simplifying this too much?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I know exactly what I'm talking about. I can't imagine how there could be more to it than this. So, essentially, if I go into a brain and I find a tumor or an anomaly or whatever, I need to cut it out. While minimizing the damage to the surrounding area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck is so difficult about that?
Not killing the person.
Yeah. If you have steady hands, it shouldn't be a problem.
But there's, like, blood vessels and all that stuff. And
yes.
If it starts bleeding, they die.
Right. But they shouldn't start bleeding because you shouldn't be nicking anything you're not supposed
but
to.
Well, that's the problem. The tumor has a whole bunch of blood vessels that are in all over the place that don't normally grow there.
Yes.
And they're hidden inside.
But once you cut out the main mass... Then you just go around the rest of it and you, like, cherry pick and, you know, do accordingly. You kind of scrape out and you seal up and, you kind of use your judgment.
Hmm.
I'm sure I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I don't think I'm that far off. I really think I'm pretty fucking close. So you look at it and you use what you've learned in school and then you cut it out. And then you look for any other things that are left that still look like you didn't quite get it, but are still safe to cut out, and you cut those out until it looks as normal as you can get it. I don't know. I think I can do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if I went to medical school, or you did, Chris, I believe any of the three of us would be able to do that just fine. Well, maybe not you, Josh, because your hands get shaky. That aside...
make it more interesting.
Or would make it more interesting. But I believe if any of us went through the schooling process for this, there's no reason we couldn't do it. Because at that point, it's just being good at learning and then also being able to handle a scalpel well. Well, I'm pretty sure I can handle a scalpel well because I can draw and paint. So if you can draw and paint, you're probably good with a scalpel.
It really can't be anything more than this.
So if I'm good with a scalpel, which I can draw and paint, basically what I'm saying is if you're an artist,
you can be a
brain surgeon.
Why are there so many poor artists out there?
Because they don't want to be brain surgeons.
Well, that's stupid of them.
Well, it's not artistic.
It sounds like it's so much more profitable and just as easy.
Well, there's a lot more schooling involved. See, artists means you don't have to go to any school at all. That's advantageous because of the cost.
There's art school.
Yeah, but you don't have to go to that to be an artist.
No, the fuckers that go to art school should just go to brain surgery school.
Yes, they should. That's why they don't, because they're not brain surgeons.
How are they going to get to be brain surgeons?
They can't because because they're stupid.
We should put up flyers at art school.
No, I'm saying artists who are smart can be brain surgeons.
You know what kind of artist would be a really bad brain surgeon?
Abstract artists.
Sculptists.
Why?
They just like jam their hands in there and start playing with it like clay?
No.
That's not good.
No, some people make incredibly realistic things. That means they'd be able to manipulate the brain tissue at a level that other people couldn't.
Yeah, it'd be all in weird shapes.
Maybe. So anyway, in conclusion, I believe that we are smarter than a brain surgeon. A brain surgeon gets an unfair rap for being, like, a genius. And I believe that this proves that they are not geniuses. They are simply people who go through the proper amount of schooling and retain the information.
I can be with you on that one. I mean,
you've not been with me so far, saying that brain surgery is nothing more than popping zits, basically?
No, I'm with you on that.
That's no different than a podiatrist.
Hey, still a doctor, technically.
Technically.
I need to go to podiatry school, but, you know.
Anybody can get into podiatry school.
Well, that may be, but, you know, some people choose the foot. They choose it because they love feet.
Who doesn't love feet?
I feel like you have to extend that reference a little longer so you can find the sound clip.
I feel like you're stupid. You should just stop talking.
I feel like you have crumb. Because you're a crummy guy.
That's true. So Dr. Ben Carson thinks...
Now, hold on a second.
Yes, okay.
I've read before that a lot of these Republicans...
Yes.
When they say that homosexuality is a choice.
Yes.
What they're actually saying.
I don't want you to ever refer to homosexuality as anything other than faggotry.
I'm sorry. When they refer to faggotry anything. Oh, goddammit, you screwed me up.
No, your parents did that.
I know. No, when they refer to faggotry as being a choice.
Yes.
What they're actually talking about is the act of faggotry is the choice. They are choosing to act on their homosexual urges.
So you're saying that they were given these urges and that those are natural, but choosing to act on them is the sin.
But they were not given the urges by God. They were given the urges by temptation.
Temptation is the urge.
Yes, which is delivered by Satan, our Lord and Savior.
But, how come Satan got to put some shit in when God was making people?
In reality, what Republicans are saying...
God puts everything in.
Hold on. In reality, what Republicans are saying is that we are all fags on the inside. And the only thing that keeps us from going down the fag trail is choosing not to indulge in these temptations that are buried deep within.
Is that like near the Appalachian Trail?
Yes. Where what's-his-name went on a naked hike. Fucking Republican senator that went missing.
Oh,
from
South Carolina
or something.
Yeah, that guy that he ended up, they found out he was just going to fucking Peru to
Brazil.
I'm
going to guess that the Fag Trail, if it's near the Appalachian Trail, probably, at least according to the Southerners, probably starts when you get north of the Mason-Dixon line.
No, there's a fucking week where you're supposed to actually hike that Appalachian Trail.
The Fag Trail?
Yes, the Fag Trail. Naked. And that was the week that he was missing. and he claimed that he was hiking the Appalachian
Trail.
Is it a week
where you're supposed to do this?
Yes, it's National Hike the Appalachian Trail Naked Week.
According to fucking who?
It's a real fucking thing. I'm not even making this up.
No. I'm not arguing that. What I'm arguing is just because some shithead says something doesn't really make it a thing. I'm like, hey, this week is National Fuck Josh in the Ass while you cradle a chicken and lick your television that week.
That should be a thing.
Well,
we're making that right now.
Just because I said it doesn't mean that everyone's going to start doing it.
They don't know. It's like the Naked Hikers Association or some shit like that.
Okay, who in the fuck is listening to the Naked Hikers Association?
Who isn't?
No, everyone. Everyone is not listening to them. I refuse to believe that that's a thing. Hiking the Appalachian Trail naked. Why would you do that? That's dangerous. You get mosquito bites. What if a bear attacks you? You won't have the protection of jeans and a t-shirt.
National Hike Naked Day.
I don't care if it's on the internet.
It's on AppalachianTrails.com, for fuck's sake.
Who the fuck cares what AppalachianTrails.com
says? That's what the website is for the Appalachian Trails.
I think if it was really for the Appalachian Trails and sanctioned, it would be .org.
Well, you would think wrong.
No, because .com is for commercial, meaning they make money.
Not true.
Oh, really?
Not every .com makes fucking money.
Well, no, of course not. But generally, if it's like something like sanctioned by like a government or some shit, it's either .gov or .org.
Yes, well, whether it's real or not, it is a fucking tradition, apparently, to hikers.
Oh, they should add a Y to the end of that. That would be a great domain extension. .orgy? Now that is a naked trail you can hike,
right? June 21st.
Yeah, see?
Hike naked.
Well, who the fuck wants to do that?
It's hot. It's middle of summer.
Yeah, that's gross. Am I going to be all sweaty and nasty?
Be a big nudorama.
That's terrible. I hate all of this. What the fuck are we talking
but
about?
That was the funny thing. Is he claimed, because when the senator went missing,
yeah,
he was secretly going down to fucking Brazil to fuck his mistress.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was like called out and been like, dude, everyone was looking for you. Where the fuck were you? He was claiming that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail on the fucking day that was considered the hike the Appalachian Trail.
Well, that's really
naked
a stupid
day.
Lie.
Yeah.
That's really a stupid lie. Why the fuck are we talking about the Appalachian Trail? Oh, because the fag trail.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this at all?
I don't know. You brought it up.
No, you brought it up.
I was saying about how Republicans feel that it's faggotry.
Yeah.
Is a choice not because you choose to like dick, but you choose to lick dick.
Right. So the temptation...
Temptation doesn't matter.
Okay.
If you've got temptation, there's no problem. Everyone is tempted by something in the eyes of our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
The sin is giving in to that temptation. So if you're a fag,
mm-hmm,
that's okay. As long as you don't suck dick and fuck ass. You have to fight that temptation.
Why does the Lord give temptation to a select few people and not the rest?
The Lord doesn't give that. We are born naturally with temptation. Some people are tempted to strangle dogs in the middle of the night. Some people are tempted to fuck people in the ass. Who are we to say why we get what temptations we have?
What sins are we tempted by?
We're tempted by the idea of wanting to kill people that are stupider than us.
I don't want to kill anyone.
Oh, well, okay.
Killing would be... that would make me sad if I killed someone. Sure. I wouldn't want to kill anyone.
You have plenty of temptations that are considered sinful.
Sinful?
Yeah.
For what?
After a
well, I didn't expect you to follow up on that.
After a wonderful Friday night of relaxation,
yes.
Gluttony.
Is gluttony? I know it's like part of the seven deadly sins or whatever, but isn't that kind of not one of the real sins?
All right, if you're gonna start calling these out now, what not is real and what is real, we're gonna end this conversation right now.
Why?
Because you can't just say, oh, well, this isn't real.
Well, because, all right, so what are the seven deadly sins? You got gluttony.
Wrath, gluttony,
yeah.
Sloth, anger, pride, lust, and...
Okay. Well, I don't need any more than that.
All right.
Okay? If anger is a deadly sin, then Jesus did not live without sin. He got angry at the Pharisees and flipped over all their fucking tables like a wrestling match.
Yes.
Well, the Bible also says that he is a perfect human who is divine and lives without sin.
Not entirely true, because, wait, there's one part where he said, when people were casting the fucking stones, he said, let ye with no sin cast the first stone.
Yes.
He didn't cast the stone!
What is your point?
That means that he had sin.
No. I can't tell you you're being serious right now. I don't know. Are you?
I don't know.
All right.
I mean,
you're extraordinarily wrong.
How so?
Because he was saying that to prove a point. He wasn't actually telling people to throw the stones.
But what if someone actually didn't have any sin, and they just started saying, well, I guess I don't have sin, and he just threw it?
Because then you would be committing a sin!
Yeah, but he wouldn't have had the sin beforehand!
Oh, Christ almighty.
Yes, that's what we're talking about!
So, anger can't
be... If you can be a brain surgeon, I can be an expert on religion.
Anger can't be a deadly sin. It can't be, because Jesus did it, and God did it.
God is allowed.
Why?
Because he's God.
I don't believe he said that anywhere, that he's allowed to do the sins.
You believe doesn't matter.
Well, I believe the Bible says it.
Where does it say that?
I don't know the exact chapter.
It just means it doesn't exist. There's nowhere in it that says God's not allowed to sin.
Well,
we're not allowed to sin. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He's God.
Well, why is that fair?
Who said anything about being fair?
Well, then why
you're God. You don't have to be fair. You're fucking God.
If you're sitting there going, hey, don't be angry at people. But Lord, you just killed everyone on the planet with a flood, and everyone's dead. Fuck you. I don't care. Do as I say, not as I do. Who the fuck is going to listen to that asshole?
About 3.6 billion people.
3.6 billion people are stupid.
Yes.
In fact,
it doesn't change the fact.
I'm going to go ahead and say 6.8 billion people are stupid.
Yeah, probably more.
Alright, I guess we're on.
Huh?
No, we got to keep going. We only got like 41 minutes. We need at least another 20. I don't want to shortchange anyone.
Yeah.
Sorry. Why? Oh, right. Cave.
Yes, the choice. If you were gay, do you think that you could choose to not be tempted by it?
To choose to not know.
You don't think you could hold back and say, you know what, I'm just not going to suck dick?
No, you can... No, I was right, you can choose to not know, you can't choose to not be tempted by it.
I'm not talking about like a theoretical, I'm talking about if you were gay. Like if you had the urge...
Oh, thank you, if. Yes, of course, if.
Would you be able to say, you know what, society frowns on this still, mostly.
Yeah.
I'm going to just be in the closet,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to suck dick.
Okay.
Would you be able to do that?
Very possibly.
Would you do that?
No.
Would you openly suck dick? Would you gobblecock?
Well, like, openly, like, out on the street?
Right.
Can I go inside first?
Yes.
Then yes.
Okay. But then you have to go out in the street, spit it out, and say, look what I did!
You didn't say it! And you don't have the answer! That's not how it works!
It is here, damn it!
No.
There, I did that!
Well, turn it around, okay? So, yeah. So I happen to be a fan of vagina.
Yeah.
Okay? If suddenly God came down from the heavens and was like, hey, you know how you love vagina so much? I certainly do, Lord. Well, you can't ever have it ever again because I just decided that that's a sin. Why? Why did you decide that and make me want to do it? That seems mean. Because I'm a fucking asshole, Ben, and I do it. I can tell you right now, I will not be stopping my visits to vaginas.
I don't know. If a fiery being from the sky came down and told me to stop fucking things, I might actually listen to it. Out of all these years, you were saying, like, all I would need is proof that it exists, and I will fucking fall to my knees and worship it.
Right.
And a fiery face came out of the sky and said, Ben, stop fucking vagina. You're ruining it for everyone.
I would start gobbling every cock I could find.
And while he's like, shit, I didn't mean go the other way, you fuck.
Right. Well, let's try this then. Okay. Okay, instead of a fiery figure coming down from the sky and telling me, I happen to be driving by a church one day,
mm-hmm.
and there's a priest leaving mass, and he's on the corner ready to cross the street, and I'm in a red light, and my window happens to be down.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, hey, sonny boy. Why, yes, Mr. Priest. I was just talking to the Lord. You were. Fantastic. What did he have to say? You can't have sex with vaginas anymore. Moi? Yes, you. You specifically in that car. He told me that. How do I know you're telling the truth? Well, I'm a priest. I speak for God. How do I know that? Because. That's why. So, don't have vaginas anymore or you're going to hell. Okay. What rational person is driving home going, shit, I guess I better not do it anymore?
Most Christians. Because, like you...
Most irrational people.
I know. Because here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
If you believe in any of this hoodoo, then considering that you'll probably never find someone to marry you, you technically shouldn't be fucking any more vaginas. That's a fucking sin.
That's another one that I must take umbrage with.
Take umbrage all you like with it. Doesn't it change the fact?
Well, it might.
I don't think it does.
Which part of the Bible does it say no sex before marriage? Now, I think it is in there, but if that's like such a big fucking deal, why isn't it in like the commandments or the deadly sin or like the fucking beatitudes or if you're in Islam in the I don't know, the part where it tells you to behead the infidels? Everyone appears to be researching on their phone this moment.
Hold on. We'll get to this one. Okay.
Yes.
What does the Bible say about sex before marriage? Here's your answer. There is no Hebrew or Greek word used in the Bible that precisely refers to sex before marriage. Hold on. The Bible undeniably condemns adultery and sexual immorality,
uh-huh.
but is sex before marriage considered sexual immorality? According to Corinthians 7:2, yes is the clear answer. But since there is so much immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. In this verse, Paul states that marriage is the cure for sexual immortality.
Immorality. I'm not hearing where I'm wrong in this.
There's more.
Yes, there's lots more.
It is.
1 Corinthians 7:2 is essentially saying that because people cannot control themselves and so many are having immoral sex outside of marriage, people should get married.
It's essentially saying that. What the fuck does that mean? Who says it essentially says? When you say, well, essentially, that means... I don't really fucking know, but I'm going to tell you this, and you'll believe it. It essentially means that. Yeah, according to you and your opinion.
Let's see. There are numerous scriptures that declare sex before marriage to be a sin. Acts 15:20, Corinthians 5:6.
I thought you just said that there are no places in the Bible where it specifically says sex before marriage is a sin.
Hey, I'm just reading the fucking thing here.
Yeah, and that's my point. What are you reading?
That question.
Yeah,
oh, fuck.
Wait.
It's a .org.
So?
You said those were okay.
I said I would think that if something was going to try and say something, it should be .org.
See?
It's sanctioned.
It should be .org. Also, anyone can get .org. I can get a .org. You can get a .org. There's nothing special about them.
This one's special. All right, what about .info?
It doesn't matter what, unless it ends in .gov, it doesn't really prove anything.
That's kind of like a harsh thing to put into perspective there, because that kind of rules out any college research on any.
I'm sorry, .gov or .edu. My apologies.
I believe many colleges do accept reference points from other .items.
I'm sure they do, because they've done the research to know which ones are false and which ones are not.
Yes, you have not! How dare you! How dare you!
So without you doing that same research,
you have no way of knowing if I've done this research or not. You can't just say that I didn't do it.
As a matter of fact, I can, though.
No, you don't.
I do.
How?
How?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you how.
Tell me.
Because there are 24 hours in a day.
Yes.
Most of them you spend here.
Yes.
The rest of them you spend at your home.
Yes.
I know for a fact, when you're at home, if you are not either doing something with your son, then you are doing something for your wife. If you are not doing one of those two things, then you are playing Destiny. If you are not doing any of those three things, you are asleep. That only leaves you in here. And when you're here at work, I know what you're doing because I'm here too. Your entire life is monitored by me.
All right. I'm actually more shocked the fact that the Bible doesn't actually clearly state that, and so many people have for so long.
Really? You're shocked by that?
I am fucking shocked at Paul, sir.
You know how many things they fucking say that aren't in there at all?
I know.
That was a fun little journey for you to take. It's like, well, I won't lose it. Yeah, okay.
In all honesty, that was one that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah. It ain't no fucking sin, man. A lot of those fuckers in the Old Testament, I mean, they had just, like, fucking sex slaves, and they didn't fucking come up with rules for that shit. God went and killed everyone because he was mad one day, and then he's telling people to murder other people. Yeah. I ain't taking my fucking cue from whatever's in that ridiculous book. If you do, you are a silly fool. You are a silly goose if you are taking your cue from what the Bible tells you. It was written by a bunch of dudes, not the apostles, by the way, other dudes who came hundreds of years later, who decided to write it, you know, in the spirit of things. It could be totally wrong. You have no way of knowing. So, enjoy. I don't even know what fucking subject we were on, but I guess we can probably move on now.
Side trails. Yeah, they're like contrails.
The spraying steam is in the air.
Just little
trails of steam and putting faggotry into our brains and our minds.
Spelling out knowing sex into the air.
It turns out every time there's like a mechanical error with like a plane, it's because we're actually just sitting there on the tarmac waiting for a shipment of fresh gay semen for them to spew on our plane trip. Like, well, we can't take off yet, folks. There's a little bit of a problem with the cabin pressure, and we'll be right back to you. Did you get the semen yet? They're bringing it from Terminal A. Oh, Jesus Christ, you're not going to buy it this much longer. Turns out all the planes actually run on gay semen. And it has to be gay semen. It can't be straight semen.
All those conspiracy theorists about chemtrails.
They were close, but they were off by a little bit.
Fucking government's just spraying everyone with gay semen, slowly turning us all a little bit gayer every day.
Yeah. Turns out, like, the whole AIDS epidemic wasn't, like, actually a thing that killed them. It, you know, everyone who got AIDS, they identified them as the source for fresh gay semen to power the planes. So when someone got AIDS, it was their secret government weapon, so they went and took them, and then just...
They have them in semen farms?
Yes, they have them in semen farms.
They hooked up to their fucking fleshlights?
Yes.
Constantly just pumping the juice out of their
dick. Pumping gay semen from all of these gay individuals to power the planes so that they could spew the gay semen out into the air to make the gayness seep into our minds through the air, much like chemtrails through the gay semen. This does not sound to me more ridiculous than chemtrails.
But the ammonia coming down from the sky, and the aluminum.
And the semen. That sounds like a more plausible situation than 9/11 being an inside job, than chemtrails. All that shit requires an insane amount of ignoring of information. Whereas at least the fag trails, the cum trails, if you will, at least that is just based in an entire world of not trying to use any real information at all.
I have an idea of what your artwork is going to look like this week.
Yeah, originally I wasn't really going to go with it, and I started thinking I'd make really good artwork. Hey, hey, look, I got this week's fucking thing past the Facebook censors. The Prometheus god just spewing semen everywhere.
I can't believe you got that one.
I'm getting very clever with that shit. One of these days, they're just going to, like, revoke my account. But, like, see, you have to be clever. If you're clever, so it's not obvious, because at this point, unfortunately, I spend far too much time reading the legal guidelines of Facebook advertising policies to know exactly what does and does not constitute something they'll accept. If you don't have, like, foul language, or you don't mention anything sexual, or you don't, like, disparage any particular group of people, and the image itself does not contain an extraneous amount of, like, human flesh that could be considered, like, titillating, they gotta let it through. So, I made the cover of last week's episode, which is the episode where I talked about the sperm of the gods, my god sperm, that was so highly desired on dating sites. I joked how it was funny. I was like one of those Prometheus engineers spreading his seed upon the world. So on the cover, I had one of those Prometheus engineers, and there were some other things going on in the picture, so you couldn't really see what was happening in their waist area. But over on the other side of the picture, you can clearly see what looks like, I'll just say, at least probably milk, if not something of that
milky substance,
just spewing out from the general area of where the Prometheus engineer's waist would be. But without actually seeing it, you don't know what that could be. It could be anything.
Not to mention the
lookout. We don't know what the fuck it is, but, you know, he can't prove it. I could say that he's spilling a big glass of milk from his feet, and gravity has been reversed. Prove that I'm wrong! Do it! I dare you! So, I would expect to see some semen shooting airplanes this week. That'd be delightful. Maybe I'll call the episode Love is in the Air. very, very important business to attend to.
Yes.
Extremely important business. A modern day hero has left us this week. I'm incredibly saddened to learn.
And we all should be.
Incredibly sad to learn that Mr. Krueger himself, Daniel Von Barton of Seinfeld, and I guess a whole lot of other shit, but Seinfeld, passed away from it being, you know, like old and sickly. Diabetes, I think, was his main issue. Didn't he, like, have part of his leg detached?
He had
something
earlier.
Well, he wasn't to worry about it. Now, I don't know if you two or the listeners are aware, but on this show, we are fans of Seinfeld. I don't know if you guys knew that. No? Not sure? So we were devastated to learn that Mr. Krueger died, because Mr. Krueger specifically, I think, might be mine and Chris's favorite tertiary character. I mean, once you get outside the core group of people...
There's not many left.
There's really...
There's really a couple, only a few that stand out.
Well, I mean, no, there's a lot that stand out, but I mean, something about Mr. Krueger speaks to us. I think it's how we see ourselves running a company one day, just sort of like... Somehow you fell into it, and you just... You give it a shot, I guess. I don't know.
What the hell?
So let's...
Let's listen.
Let's wrap up today's episode by taking a listen to the best of Mr. Krueger from Seinfeld. And well, feel free to comment and share your memories as we play this.
Your background is impressive, George, but how does it apply to what we do here at Krueger Industrial Smoothing?
Well, at the Yankees, it was all about smoothing things over, you know, chiseling away, grinding down. In fact, we used to call it the grind.
Here you work the tray now for 4 days.
That should be a 14.
Well, George, I'll be honest. I could go either way on you. But what the hell? We need someone, huh?
You won't regret this, sir.
I don't care.
Oh, God, is he the best? I don't care.
I got something for you. I'm supposed to find a charity and throw some of the company's money at it. They all seem the same to me, so what's the difference?
You know, I really couldn't tell you the difference between most charities either, to be honest. Like, if I named some charities right now, could you honestly tell me what the fuck they do?
It depends.
Yeah, who knows?
All right, Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Kids. Burgers.
That's correct.
They feed burgers to kids.
No, they cure ass burgers.
That's where the burgers come from. They take them from the ass of the children.
I have no comment. I have nothing to say about it. Makes them more delicious.
$20,000?
Made out to the Indian Fund. Oh, damn, I've locked myself out of my office again. All right. I'm going home.
Chris, someday you and I have to run a company, and this will be us.
This will.
I mean, wouldn't people love working in a place like that?
They can go wild.
It's like, I don't care.
I don't care.
The way he says that. George, I could go either way on you. But what the hell, we need someone, huh? You won't regret this, sir.
Yeah, I don't care.
I want to say that to someone, like, in an interview if I was going to, like, hire someone. Like, well, I don't know. I mean, you seem okay, I guess. All right, I guess I'll hire you. Yeah, great, you won't get it. Nah, I don't care. You really start him off on the right foot.
According to our latest quarterly thing, Kruger Industrial Smoothing is heading into the red, or the black, or whatever the bad one is. Any thoughts?
Well, I know when I'm a little strapped, I sometimes drop off my rent check, having forgotten to sign it. I could buy it some time.
Works for me.
Hi, George. Way to go, man.
Like, you really thought of, like, a business strategy to really help him
out? Hold on, there's more.
Or, we don't even send the check, and then when they call, we pretend we're the cleaning service. Hello? I'm sorry. No here, Kruger.
Are you done? Silly voices.
Come on, people, let's get real.
Good one.
That was bad.
Oh, boy. I've had plenty of good bombs like that before. You keep, like, when you get two-thirds of the way through and you realize that it's a complete bomb, and you start fishing around for, like, a different way to make it funny, so you just keep dragging it out. You know, like I'm doing right now.
Like the end of every episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
It gets worse. The team working on the statue in Lafayette Square kind of over-smoothed it. They ground the head down to about the size of a softball. And that spells trouble.
All right, well, why don't we smooth the head down to nothing, stick a pumpkin under its arm, and change the name plate to Ichabod Crane.
Is there some way we could start doing that in our jobs? Like, when we do something good, we just leave for the day. Like, that's good for me! Like, just leave on a high note. Because, frankly, let's be honest, anytime any of the three of us does something good in our respective jobs, it's probably the only good thing we're going to do that day.
Yep.
We may as well leave at that point.
Yeah, that should be an unspoken.
I mean, poor Chris, not you, Chris, the other Chris, who is not really ever on the show anymore, but, you know, he has perfected that art. He says, like, one useful or clever or funny thing per day. And then when he hits it and when he realizes that he gets, like, a reaction and people laugh, he's done. He's like, he's just like, I'm done. That's it. I haven't got nothing else today. You see, that's smart. You say smart, that one.
Where is everyone?
They're all off the project. They were boring. George, you are my main man.
I am?
I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But lately, you have just seemed on. And you always leave me wanting more.
This is a huge project involving lots of numbers and papers and folders.
I'm not too worried about it. Let's get started.
Okay.
George, check it out. Three times around, no fee. Almond.
Killing Chip, you know, we've all done that. Every single one of us has tried to see how many times around we can go on the chair, on the swivel chair.
I still do that on a daily basis.
Yeah. I gotta be honest, I usually don't hit three. You need like a really well lubricated chair to get that. But I've done it. Have you done it?
Is this reference or not? I don't know.
I'm asking you if you've gone three times around.
I'm not gonna fuck around with this. Is this a reference or not?
Fuck around with what?
No, fuck you.
Answer the question, damn it.
No.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know either.
Continue your fucking legacy of your faggotry.
My whole life. Hey, how dare you? That wasn't a reference. I was just asking
you. I don't care. Well, you could have just said no then.
Being a baby, Josh.
Yes.
You're a baby!
Why don't you be out of here? You seem like you've got a pretty good handle on it.
No, I don't! Don't you even care? This is your company! It's your name on the outside of the building! Speaking of which, the R fell off, and all it says now is K. Uger.
K. Uger, that sounds like one of those old-time car horns, huh? K. Uger!
Oh, you are too much, Mr. Kagan! Too much!
Thank you, George. You've been great.
I know his name, Mr. Kroger.
K. Uger!
Good night, everybody! It's
God damn, one missed that man. That was just like a few.
Yeah, that wasn't even all the good ones.
Honestly, that video was misleading. It said the best of Kruger. That doesn't even start to touch the best of Kruger. The entire Festivus episode is like Kruger.
That and the Slicer one, that's a good one.
Too. Oh, God. Eventually, once Josh finally just gives up on the show because it's just taking up the last hour of his life that he has left and he fails, Chris and I are just going to start doing the sign cast. Makes sense.
Yeah.
No.
What? I don't want that to happen. I'm afraid of the day it happens.
I almost feel like you do.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Absolutely not.
You just want to do more Seinfeld.
No, I want to do this show. But I fear for the day where you're finally like, okay, I have 1 hour left out of the week, and it's the one that I give the stupid bed and his stupid crap show that he needs to do for his own mental health. Well, you know what? He can do it on his own. I have a life to live.
Are you kidding me? This ensures that I have a job to come back to.
What?
Hmm? By keeping you alive ensures that I have a job.
You don't have a job whether I'm alive or not.
Yes, but keeping you alive keeps my job a little less stressful.
Are you sure? Think about what you're saying.
Yes, because you keep things, like, happening. And I don't want that to stop.
Place to be. as you say so. Well, no, I do not want that to happen. I like this show. This is the show I want to do. It's the show that you and I birthed from our vaginas and anuses. And luckily, we happen to have one other friend who is enough of a loser like us that he could come and do it with us every week.
Yes.
But this is the show I want to do. However, you have a wife and a child, and sooner or later, probably sooner, more children are going to be on the way.
Indeed.
So, I don't know.
Your days are numbered, sir.
I mean, I can barely get you now Friday nights. Eventually, somebody cares is going to be like, you know what, fuck you. Like, your job is here with the family.
Wait. What does this barely get me on Friday nights? I'm available for you every Friday night. I've never made it an issue.
Okay. Fair enough. I don't know. No, because, like, you know, like, I know going into it that it needs to be, like, Friday night. I know that we can't really do, like, the rest of the weekend because you're busy.
If you have any point during the week.
Can it?
Yeah.
All right. If you say so.
Saturdays and Sundays are a little difficult.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying. I fear for that day, but hopefully it'll never come.
I don't see it coming anytime soon.
I don't see you coming anytime soon.
I hope not.
So you order a fleshlight like you should.
Mm.
Chris, by the way, get a fucking fleshlight. What is your problem? Why are you against it?
I don't see an enjoyment in it.
How do you not see enjoyment in a fleshlight?
I just don't know. I don't know how that's going to be enjoyable to me.
Explain that.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't feel that it's going to be enjoyable.
Do you find masturbation enjoyable?
If you gotta use your words, because yeah. I can't see what you're doing.
No, you
don't find masturbation enjoyable.
Not as much as I used to.
Okay, well, but still enjoyable on some level.
Okay, well, not as much as
you
used to.
Okay, well, fine, but you still do it, which means you still like
wait,
it.
Wait. Do you find the orgasm itself still enjoyable, just the aftermath and the cleanup is the shameful part?
Yes.
All right, well, fuck it. The fleshlight will do you wonders, then.
All right, we'll see.
Why is it? You're so defeated.
Yeah.
Why are you so defeated?
You got strippers wanting to suck your dick. You got strange cokeheads wanting you to come at them at all fucking hours of the night. You got fucking...
So what do I need a fleshlight for then?
Because you need it!
Why wouldn't you have one? My question to you.
I don't know. I just never thought I would enjoy one.
What part of putting your penis in what looks and feels like a real vagina does not sound fun to you?
It's not a real vagina.
It's as real as you're going to get one most of the time.
Yes, but this is a very close facsimile of a vagina that you can have whenever you want.
Okay, well, when I get one, we'll see.
What does that mean?
When I get one,
why are you
we'll
so against self-enjoyment?
Oh, there's no self-enjoyment.
Why?
No.
Why are you so shamed by yourself?
There's no shame.
Well, then why aren't you enjoying it?
What's causing this lack of enjoyment?
I don't know.
Tell us.
I'm not sure.
Be honest.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think you do have some issues with, depression and whatnot, because,
Well, buck up, Chair!
Because if you don't, then you have no excuse. But I believe that you do, because I,
if you smile,
suffer from those
eventually people. You'll feel happy.
Yeah,
that doesn't work like that.
But... You got to reason with yourself.
Logic and reason are long gone.
All right, you want to write on that one.
You could just do more drugs.
No, I don't do drugs.
What? Like meth and
cocaine. Hey, hang on.
No. Hold on.
Let's break this down for a second. I want to make Chris happy. So let's see if we can figure out how to do that.
All right. How do we
what do you think would make you happy?
Love.
Yeah, who doesn't want love?
Well, okay. I think it needs to be more. I don't think that's that simple. You could get love right now from a monstrous beast, but I'm not referring to a specific person.
I know.
I'm saying if you go on a dating site, lower your standards down to zero, and get some...
Oh, come on, let's not be
love,
rude.
Like,
you don't have to lower your standards to zero. You can lower it to, like, four or three.
I'm just saying, if you want to love right now,
yeah.
You can lower it to zero and have it tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want that.
Okay, so you don't want that.
No.
All right. So now we can start adding parameters. So you want love from someone not unattractive.
So it has to be a 6 and above.
Well, yeah, what's the number you think?
Five.
Okay.
Still in the middle there.
All right.
5 and above, okay.
5 to 7.
So we're going to cut out the...
So 6 is the number there.
Okay. Well, maybe a high 4 would be
so
okay.
You want love from a 6 or higher?
Sure. We'll go with that.
Okay. Where would you put yourself on that same scale? This is not a trick question. There's
I would probably answer. Guess I would probably put myself at a... On a good day, maybe a 6.
Okay. All right, well, I guess that explains why you would go with a 6.
I see more as a 7 myself.
Aww.
Too bad he's not interested in chemtrails.
Well, maybe if he made the fucking choice, he would be.
Well, he's not making any choices that are helpful right now.
No, he's not. All right, okay. So you need a six or higher.
A six or higher to
love you.
To, well, at least not start off to want him.
Yeah.
To want to be with him. Okay. This doesn't sound that difficult to accomplish. Where are you going wrong?
Couldn't tell you.
Are there...
We could.
Are there any women in your life currently that you know of that fit this qualification of being a six or higher and you would like them to like you?
Sure.
Okay. Have you talked to any of these women about your feelings?
A little bit.
Are you being honest or are you
just saying? Which one are we talking about?
I'm not talking about anyone in particular.
Oh, yes. Yes, then I have.
I'm trying to respect you, sir, and not, like, go to specific people and places and start making fun of you. I'm trying to be real with you here.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
I'm trying that whole, like, respecting you thing. I don't like it, I'll be honest. When you express that you feel that way, what's their take on it? What do they say back?
They are not as receptive.
They are not so much interested.
No.
So you need to expand your search to new areas.
Yes.
Okay.
After you get the negative response from them, do you still linger around them?
Hoping you'll change their mind?
Yeah, not really as much.
You should stop that entirely.
Yes, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Gradual.
Working on a system. So you need to broaden your search. Now, I don't feel like you're giving it the right amount of try. I think that you sort of whimsically will look at dating sites and sort of casually message girls that are probably more out of your league, but you figure, what the hell? I'll just message them, and then, like, 1 out of 100 might message you back. You should focus on the sixes and read their profile and see if you can figure out who this person is. And then when you send them a message, try and, like, talk to that person. Almost as if you already know them. And, like, ask them questions about things that you read on their profile. Now, here's one of the main drawbacks to this approach. It immediately rules out a lot of people because a lot of people put, like, nothing on their profile page because they're stupid.
They don't put anything.
And you got nothing to go on. But those people ultimately will make you unhappy because if they can't figure out how to say something on a fucking profile page, they sure as fuck can't do it in real conversation.
True.
You know how I know that? Because the two people who I witnessed to try and fill out a fucking profile page are you and the other Chris. And neither one of the two of you can do it, and neither one of the two of you can say very much in real life.
Well, Bruno got lucky.
No.
Well.
No, he didn't get lucky.
Oh, okay.
Ben gave him a gift.
Gave him a gift. I still didn't get lucky, though. I provided him a wife.
Yes.
As in olden times, I accepted his cow dowry. And provided him with a mate to provide offspring.
See, what you should be doing is go for the sixes that are a little chubby. And then, once you get them hooked on you, convince them to go to the gym with you so you can sculpt them into a seven.
That's too much. No, there's too many things.
What do you mean? It's like two things.
Too many rules.
It's not rules. It's like two things.
If that's too many, then he's hopeless. Don't say that.
Hey,
there's too many things.
How is that too many things?
You just gave him two extra parameters he doesn't need.
They're not parameters. They're choices.
Whatever. There are two extra things that aren't necessary. Just go after anyone that you could honestly see yourself not being revolted by. If you look at someone and you're like, okay, they don't disgust me, at least read their fucking page.
Mm-hmm. Find their inner beauty.
You know what? You're making fun, sir.
No, I'm not.
But that's true.
I'm being serious.
There have been people I've messaged on dating sites that I kept staring at their picture. I'm like, they're like lower on the scale than I am. But I keep reading their page. And I'm like, I think I'll get along really well with them, though. And I'll message them. Because you know what? Fuck that.
Cool.
They deserve at least a shot. Hey, Gloss is just one of a parade of people who put that right here.
I got it out of my cloth. That doesn't count.
No, it does count.
Oh.
But she had a boyfriend.
But didn't she have, like, yeah, wasn't she kind of, like, fucking around with you?
He wasn't around, though.
Well, I mean,
that still counts as being not good.
True, it was not good.
You need someone who's free already. You don't want to be that other guy that comes
around. No, I don't want to be
that
other guy.
I think I know what needs to happen. I think I just figured this out. I know what needs to happen.
Great.
No.
No.
I...
Ben needs to give me a right like he did to Bruno.
Yeah.
This is my fault.
Yeah.
I think I'm like, perfectly capable of finding someone.
No, you're not.
I have to go with Ben on this one. You're not.
You focus on the ones that have the candy shell but the shitty interior. You have a couple girls that you are in various stages of some sort of hookup phase, and they are attractive, like more so than you deserve, like more so than most people deserve. But they're mostly just using you for various things, and you know this. But you're hoping that if you're there long enough, and if you are a good guy to them long enough, they might finally see the light. And
that'll never happen.
No, it won't. But up until recently, I think you were convinced that it could happen. So you need to just do away with all that shit. Mm-hmm. And you need to start talking to people on dating sites. Not Plenty of Fish. That place is a cesspool. That place should be called Plenty of Filth. It's awful. It's all whores and whores. All it is.
There's nothing wrong with whores.
No, there's not. There's not. But
unless
not,
you're looking for love.
Unless you're looking for love.
I see.
Well,
what about in the meantime?
In the meantime is fine, but in the meantime seems to make you very depressed.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know.
You've had plenty of in the meantime. It's time to get serious. And stop fucking around.
Stop fucking around and get serious about dating now, damn it. I mean, I don't know. There comes a point, I mean, maybe, you know, not everyone gets married. I mean, maybe, do you want to just chase after these sort of vapid users?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't want to do that.
You seem to have wanted to do that for at least the last year.
No, not anymore.
And also, aim for like around the age of 30-ish, because you're going to want some women that are starting to tug at their ovaries a little bit.
We're not ahead of ourselves here.
Why not?
Well, I mean, you know, 30 is fine.
You want kids, right?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, well, if you want...
Eventually?
Yeah.
If you get any more, eventually, it's going to be too late.
Not for me.
Eventually, for you.
Your fucking seed will eventually go sour, too.
No, but
right?
Even so, the older you get... The more attractive of the package you are, you're not getting.
Yeah,
you can find anyone that can hang on, that you can tolerate your presence for 10 consecutive seconds. You should hang on to them like grim death, which is not far off, by the way.
Yeah. Financially and everything else, you're pretty much set more than anyone that I know personally that can handle fucking kids. So. Get on that shit. If you're gonna have, if you want that, fucking get it set up and find a woman that wants to fucking pop out some babies.
Has to be for love, sir.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna love you because they want babies.
Yeah. Do what Josh and Chris did. Find someone who needs children badly and will take anyone.
Yeah. They love you for it.
And then they will love you. See, here's why Josh doesn't get mad when I say that. Because they have true love.
Josh has true love.
But it started with a need. A need for seed.
All love starts with a need.
Uh-huh.
You have a need.
Yes.
Without that need, there would be no love.
True.
So why is it bad if she has a need first?
Not good.
Well, I guess that's not bad at all.
So you need to find a woman with a need.
Mm-hmm.
And her need should be for your seed.
Yes.
I'm going to keep saying need for seed because I think it's funny. Even though no one's laughing.
No, it's good.
I think it's kind of funny. Need for seed.
It's kind of funny.
You know, like instead of the video game, the more you say it, cars.
The more you say it, the less funny it gets. Well, but it's still funny.
Play with the game with the cars, but instead of like driving around cars, you'd be chasing after spermies. Little semen. See, what you don't realize is if you go wrong and something hard enough, you can bring it back around to funny again. And that, sir, is what you need to do with your love life. Mm-hmm. Easy, bring it back around.
Bring it back around. Huh?
See, can we tie all this stuff together in a nice bow so we can get the fuck out of here?
Out of the ass, into the pussy.
That's an easy transition. There's really just a tiny little thing in between. Yeah.
And you take a knife and you cut a hole, now you got a hole.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't you?
any number of reasons, death, police.
If you do it right, those two things don't have to coincide.
Chris, don't listen to Josh. Right,
well, except for the part about the seed. Find a woman that wants a baby, and you will find love.
Which will be most of them between the ages of 25 and 30.
Because you're going to be stuck with getting a desperate woman anyway, so let's be honest here.
Yeah.
I want a desperate woman.
You're desperate.
Why do you deserve a not desperate woman?
Why should I not deserve a woman?
Because you are desperate.
So?
So that means you
deserve that. If you are not desperate woman, then you have to be not desperate.
Yeah.
I see.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
So if you can be not desperate...
Uh-huh. I can be not desperate.
Okay, but then that means you're not, like, sad all the time and moping that...
Yeah, you have to be happy about being single.
I see. I'm working on that.
No, you're not.
Frankly, I don't want you to. I want you to be desperate. I think that's your natural state, and I think you should be looking for desperate women.
Well, that's no fun.
Why is that no fun?
Is that no fun?
Why not?
I don't know. I don't think it would be very fun.
What you're in right now is not fun.
No, not at all.
Having a desperate woman is great because they want to be around you all the time. They don't want to share you with anyone.
Okay.
Isn't that nice to be desired?
Yeah. I suppose that would be nice.
They want just you. They don't want their other guy.
Hmm.
They don't want the kid down the street. They want just you and your balls and the fluid inside of them.
Hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
Let's go with that.
All right.
But don't fall into the same trap that I did. Or then they just start wanting only your seed. Like, hi, how are you? I'm good, how are you? You look like you would provide a really good, reasonable type of seed to base a child off of. Could me and my husband have it?
Come and get it.
You want this seed, you come get it, bitch. And she did not come and get it.
Not into a cup and throw it at her house. There's my seed, you cunt.
That's sad.
I know.
Just haphazardly throwing a cup and the steam just all spills out, like not even halfway to the house.
I guess it's kind of like the exact opposite of egging a house.
Not running that, fuck it. Well done, sir. I can't take that away from you. Velociraptor says. All right. Tune in next week when we keep Chris from killing you. Bye!